Okay, today's daf is Yuma Yerushalmi, daf Chav Zayin. And we are on commenting on the last line that our beloved Rabbi Yossi made a comment. We were talking about how the two Lashem and Lazazel, how they looked, and how does Kodesh Lashem look, and the different deyas based on Rashi and Tosfos elsewhere. Was it Kodesh Li underneath? Was it underneath to the right? Was it just Kodesh and then Lashem on top? That was the Rambam that's going to figure out exactly what his source is. But then we mentioned the last line, and then Oz V'Hadar were on Chav Dalam Beis. Amar Rav Elazar Rabbi Yossi, Ani Ra'isib Baromi. Rav Elazar Rabbi Yossi says, I was in Rome, and I saw that it said in one line, Kodesh Lashem. That's what he said he saw of the tzitz. So that comment is at the end of the story in Me'ilah Daf Yud Zayin. Me'ilah obviously does not have any Yerushalmi, but there the Gemara tells the story of the Gzeira. Shepamachas Gazra Malchus Gzeira Shelo Yishmu Es HaShabbos. One time the Malchus, whenever it says Malchus in the Gemara, it means the Romans. Right? The Malchus made Gzeira. No Shabbos, V'shelo Yamos B'leim, no Me'ilah, V'sheyivalu Es HaNidos, which is the Mefarshim wonder. What's the force of that? Right? Okay, you can't do Mila, you can't keep Shabbos. Fine. So, but how do you force Yivos Nidus? Maybe it just means they close the mikvahs. But either way, there was some Gzeira, Halach Reuven ben Estorobli, Vesiper Kumi. Reuven ben Estorobli was the first try. Right? He went in and infiltrated. Right? He got a non-Jewish haircut and he, went and, became friendly with them. And he was able to convince them that it doesn't make sense. He says, you want the Jews to be strong or not? They said, no, of course not. They're like, okay, tell them to do surgery. Tell them to do Bris Milah. They'll be weaker. They're like, oh, it makes sense. You want them to make money or not? Right? You want them to make money? No, we don't. So why do we force them to work on Shabbos? Right? It's only 6 days of work, not seven. They're like, oh, that makes a lot of sense. And then after a while, they found out who he was, and so they put the Gzeiras back, which is pure anti-Semitism, even then, if you think about it. It was proven that it was bad for the Jews to do this, or it was good for the Jews to have these Gzeiras, and then right when they realized he was a Jew, oh, forget it. Or we're getting these Gzeiras back, even though it doesn't make, the logic didn't change. But either way, after that, they said, okay, so who's gonna help out? Amru miyelech v'yevatala Gzeiras. Who's gonna go and help out? So yelech, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, shumalumad benisim. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai go, because malumad benisim, right? There's a Gemara elsewhere that says that one time they sent Nachamish Gamzu, right? No, malumad benisim. But they said, who's gonna go with Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai? Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi. Well, Rabbi Yossi is going to go. They said that with him, and his father was nervous that he was going to go. He's like, no, it's okay. You could go. So we have to tell the whole story. And on the way, Malach, the Sheit Tamalion, I think it was, came and said that, you know, could I, where's the Lushan, after he talks about, Yossel Grasso ben Tamalion, Ritzon Chamavo Imachem, Ben Tamalio, Rashi says, shade. Right? Some type of demon came and said, you want me to help you out? I'm going to help you out. He says, the Shivcha shall be Saba Hagar. Hagar, the Shivcha of my great-great-grandfather, she saw three malachim. And I get a shade? I get a demon? That's what I get? It's like, okay, I guess you got to take the help wherever you can get it. So he's like, okay, Yavo Hanes Mikol Makom. So Ben Tamalio went and possessed the daughter of the Caesar. And when they came, nobody could help her get a refuah. And finally, the Rishon Bechai says, Ben Tamalio Te, Ben Tamalio Tsei. They give it to Karele. They went out. The demon went out. And he says, okay, I want to give you anything you want from the treasure house. Go into the treasure house. So what happened? They went in and they found the Gzeira and they ripped up the Gzeira. Right? I guess the Gzeira was only as powerful as the cloth that it was on, like the Megillah. And then it says at the end, the Hainu D'Amar Ablazab Reb Yossi, Ani Ra'isi B'ir Romi. I was there. I was in the treasure house and I saw the near Rome and he saw there about the Paroches. V'havu Alehi Kame Tipe Damim. And there were a couple of drops of dam on it. So I saw that they had, right, so who's Alav Kematzlif? Shalhayu Hatipin Zubit Zadzu. I saw there was drops of dam. So that proves that issue about whether the dam was sent towards it or on it. But either way, that's the same, some of the same time where our Gemara says, I saw the tzitz and it said, Chita achas kodesh lashem. Okay, let's continue where we're up to. Says the Gemara, V'nasan Aharon. In Nasan Zarkasha. So remember we have two parts. We have the taking the, lots out of the box and then we have putting them onto the Seal Hashem, Seal Azazel. We mentioned that even if you took them out the correct way, then the right is to the right and the left is to the left. And even if you mix them up afterwards, that would be okay. We saw that yesterday. If the hand get mixed up while it's above. So, Gemara says, though, that a czar is allowed to put the lots on top of the goats. V'dichvasim hella czar pasul. But the czar can't take it out of the box. The czar can do the goral. Right? The czar, after the Kohen Gadol does the goral, then he can give it to a czar and then put it on. So Gemara says, really? Kavachomer. Shouldn't it be a kavachomer the other way? Maim nesina shakasa b'nei aron. They're putting it onto the heads of the seirim. Where it says in the pasuk b'nei aron, im nasan zar kasher, and yet a zar could do it. Ha aliyah shein kasa b'nei aron. Aliyah taking him out of the lots, where it doesn't say b'nei aron, lo kol shekein, surely it should be allowed. Should be allowed for a zar to do. So Gemara says, lo tzurcha dela, it's not needed except for the following svara. Nesina, we're going to flip the gears. Nesina shehi eina ma'akeves. Don't focus on whether it says b'nei Aaron in the Torah. That's a good kasha, why it says that. But nesina, which is non-ma'akev, even if you don't put it, as we said yesterday, if you mixed it up, the nesina is non-ma'akev. And that's why Nassim Zar kasha, that's why Zar is allowed to do it. Ha'aliyah shehi ma'akeves imhela Zar pasul. But ha'aliyah, which is ma'akev, the Zar did it, pasul. So every detail, you have to know exactly what's needed for the Kohen Gadol, regular Kohen, and what would be allowed by the czar. Amar Rav Yisrael bar Chakula b'shem Rav Yanai, similar, ha'aliyah mitoch kilfi ma'akeves, ein nesina ma'akeves. Taking it out of the kilfi is ma'akev, because that determines, that's koveya, which one is Lashem, which is Lazazel, and that needs a Kohen. That needs a Kohen, or the Kohen Gadol. But putting it on, that's might be just practical, to know which one was which. But that's not needed. Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan argues. We don't pass him like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan argues, and he says, even verbally, if he wants to verbalize this one's Lashem, and against what we said yesterday, and again, we don't pass him this way. Sovereign Meimar, afilu echad hayom echal machar. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it could be Koveya today, tomorrow, today. I can say this is Lashem today. I can say this is Lazazel tomorrow. It's all verbal based on the Kohen Gadol's words. So that's against what we just said. Says the Gemara, we're going to go with the Pnei Moshe's Girsa of the next three lines. The Girsa is flipped, but it's easier just to read in the Pnei Moshe. Al Daite, this idea of you can do it one today, one tomorrow, and that you can do it even Bepeh. So Al Daite, Rabbi Yanai Nicha. I understand Rabbi Yanai. That's what we paskin like. That was the first. Rabbi Yanai says that the Aliyah is Ma'akev. I understand the Psukim according to him and what we paskin, because it talks about Goral in the Torah, and the Goral is important. Al daiti de Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, who just said this last line, du amar, afilu echan hayom echal umachar, leizid avar nemar garalos. So why did it say garalos in the Torah, if it's not ma'akev? We just do it normally. So what do you need the garalos for? Answer, le mitzvah avalo le'ikuv. Le mitzvah, it's a lechadchila to use the garalos. This, you can put it on the list of a lechadchila by mitzvahs. Remember, there's a number of Rishonim, the Tosfos in the beginning of Maseches Gittin, I think around Av Gimel, and others that say that there is never a lechadchila by a mitzvah da'araisa. Either you got to do it or you don't do it. Right? There's no lechadchila. We said there seems to be a number of mitzvahs that have a lechadchila. We mentioned chalitza has a lechadchila way of doing it. Right? Everybody agrees the kriyas psukim or not ma'akev, but you should do it. Rekika is a machlokes, whether it's ma'akev, chalitza for sure is ma'akev. Those are the three parts of chalitza. But that's here's another example, right? The Garalos, according to Rabbi Yochanan, lemitzvah. So we don't paskin that way, but you see the concept. The concept is that there's even an element of a mitzvah that is only lechatchila. So again, we reject that lemaisa, but that is what Rabbi Yochanan does with the pasuk. One more. Mathisa pliga Rabbi Yochanan. The following brisa also against Rabbi Yochanan. Now we're back to the Gemara. Four lines up, or in the Zohadar, or the next four lines down, after we, just changed the girsa. Mathisa pliga Rabbi Yochanan. Hagoral oseo chatas, vein Hashem oseo chatas. The brisa says the goral is what makes it a chatas. Not his words. Patala b'matzliach b'goral. What does that mean? So some of Farshim say b'matzliach. It means the simin tov that we learned elsewhere that if the right hand is the one that picks up Lashem and it goes to this year on the right, that's a good sign. That's a simen tov. And if it's on the left hand, it's not a simen tov. Right? So maybe that's what the goral the Siman Tov only works from the Goro. If the Kohen Gadol just says, the right one's gonna be Lashem, okay, there's no Siman Tov there. He chose that. It wasn't no message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that one. But if he picks it up, that's where it can be matzliach b'goro. To have the hatzlacha, to have the siman tov, that's only if it's done by the goro. So interesting, here it gives an answer to defend how Rabbi Yochanan would learn this brisa. In the Bavli rejects Rabbi Yochanan because of this brisa. Bavli does not have the answer of b'matzliach b'goro, but this is this brisa is the reason why we reject Rabbi Yochanan. So talk about the significance of the Goral, right? So why is it such a big deal? So again, you have the Siman Tov, message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there are different ideas about the message of the Seir Lazazel. The Seir Lazazel. Rav Hirsch has in one of his Svarim, B'Magale Hashana, he says maybe the Seir Lazazel is about misconceptions. He says, you have two goats, and then all of a sudden, they look exactly the same, and the same value, same everything, right? It looks like the same destiny. One of them, all of a sudden, is taken outside. It's like, oh, I'm going outside. You know, and I'm free, and he's walking in the desert, he smells the air, he's enjoying, and, right? It's just the opposite, exactly what the reality is. He's not being used, Lashem. Hasir Lashem Ola Lakarban. Acharish Kitaso Mishamish Damal Kaparo Lhagdasha. Ilusir Lazazel Eno Karban. Yomar Chai. Bimelo Ruach Achaim Shabo Nisara Sir Lideo Ishaiti. Halo Meviola Midbar. Ole Imol Murome Atsuk. Harchek Maod Men Hasakin. Bon Nishchat Chaveiro Hashavelo. He's far away from the knife. Eno Roe Es Hamorad Atalul Asher Meachorav. Ki Gabo Mufna Elav. So, you know, it looks like the same, but that's the part of life is the idea that, you know, the misconceptions, we think one way or the other way. Related to this is a Rav Soloveitchik thought where he talks not only about misconceptions, but vulnerability. Vulnerability. Life sometimes it looks like it's just, a goro, the message of the goro. It's not that it's based on any type of logic. Right, it's like the Haman did a goro, right, in the days of Purim. Again, not just the misconceptions of it looks like one and then it goes to the other, and the goro is the one thing that decides, but the idea of the vulnerability of man. Rav Soloveitchik writes this about Purim, but he relates it to Seir Lazazel, right? Yom Kippurim, right? Both of them have this element of goro, this element of haphazardness. One might think, which month should we do it? Okay, let's pick Adar. The haphazardness, right? Who is clairvoyant, this is Rav Soloveitchik, who is clairvoyant enough to assure us that such absurd changes of men and moods will not repeat themselves? The Megillah, therefore, is a book of vulnerability, which characterizes human life generally, but which particularly governs the destiny of the Jew. The king signs away the life of a people without even inquiring about their identity. 3 days later, he can't recall doing so, and he blames Haman for the edict. Can such a monarch be relied upon to maintain stability for the Jews of Persia? Purim, therefore, epitomizes instability, uncertainty, and vulnerability. And that could be the Seir Lazazel as well. The Seir Lazazel, you have two goats that are stable, that are here, that are the same, and then all in a moment, one of them is Lashem, and one of them is Lazazel. So that's the symbolism of the Goral, and the Siman Tov of the Goral, but Matzliach B'Goral. Okay. Matzliach B'Goral Yanai. We have another brisa that seems to be against Rabbi Yanai, meaning against what we hold, that the goral is ma'akev. Lo higri v'lo nizva de kasher, ela shechisa mitzvachas. The brisa says, if the goral on the vide wasn't done, it's still okay, but you're missing the mitzvah, l'chadchila, chisa mitzvachas. So it sounds like it's against what we hold. So again, no answer given here in the Yerushalmi. The Bavli is more out to defend. The Bavli says, yeah, it means lo nasan, lo higri means lo nasan. Doesn't mean la lo ala. It means lo nasan, which part is the second part of the Hagrala, which is not ma'akev. Okay, period. Lashem. Lashem, what is this pasuk referring to? The Pnei Moshe says, it's the pasuk in Emor, which talks about mechusar zman. Right? Miyom hashmini vahala yeratzeh. We know a karban can be given once it is 8 days old. That's the minimum youngest karban that can be given. Yeratzeh la karban yishel Hashem. So Lashem l'rabos seir habishtaleach. So that includes the Seir Mishtaleach. The Seir Mishtaleach, which is not really a carbon in the normal sense, right? It's sent out. So even the Seir Lazazel has certain halachas of carbon. And here's one of them. L'Hashem l'Rav Seir Mishtaleach. The Seir Mishtaleach cannot be mechusar zman. Cannot be less than 8-day-old goat. Right? L'Rabo Seir Mishtaleach. She apostle mishum mechusar zman. Even though, says the Pnei Moshe, Sha'avo b'shino karav l'Hashem, even though it's not being hukrav, b'kol makom ro'ui l'Hashem b'inan. You need the potential. You need the potential. Ro'ui l'Hashem b'inan, as we discussed many times in the past, the din of Rabbi Zeira, k'leroi l'bila. Sometimes you need the potential. We just spoke about this a couple of days ago, right, I think. The Tosfos in Nida Samach Vav, where Tosfos says, by mikvah, you don't have to open your mouth underwater. That's not even a l'chadchila. Right, you don't have to, but you need roi l'bias mayim. Right, you can't have a chatzitza in one's mouth, in one's ears, in one's eyes. You need roi. So here too explains the Pnei Moshe. The Seir Mishtaleach has to be roi to be the karbon. Nakeh yubius b'choser zman. It's like here. I mean, we'll talk about this in a second. But it's even closer than a normal, you know, a roi, because after all, as we just said, it has its pair, and its pair is going to be actual karbon. So to put it a little closer to its pair, it has to be roi. So mishum mechusar zman says the Gemara, va'asya ki demar Rabbi Yochanan. This brisa that feels the need to tell me that the Seir Mishtaleach cannot be mechusar zman, is that going like Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan who says that goral is amakev? Because how in the world would you be able to use, what's the havamina to use an animal that's mechusar zman if you're going to have to do a hagroa? Maybe it's going to be the Lashem and then you're going to be stuck. So the fact that you need a brisa to tell me, so doesn't that point in Rabbi Yochanan's direction? V'asi kamadu Rabbi Yochanan, kovan afilu bapeh, savrin meim afilu echad b'hayom echad l'machar. That's Rabbi Yochanan's shita. Al daidu Rabbi Yochanan, tu amar afilu echad hayom echad l'machar nicha. According to Rabbi Yochanan, I understand what this brisa is teaching me. Since, let's say, yesterday, one day I do l'Hashem, one day I do l'Azazel, so you know which one exactly is going to be which one. So the l'Azazel could be the mechusar zman, and the brisa is telling me, no, it can't. But al daitid Rabbi Yochanan le'eze dover nomar, switch that word, Lashem. Right? But according to Rabbi Yochanan, what's the chiddush of Lashem to teach me that it can't be mechusar zman? V'chosh lomar shemaya Lashem? Question mark. But maybe it's going to be chosen as Lashem. If you need the hagrala and it's going to be chosen Lashem, then you need to be stuck. Right? So what's that? Of course you can't use a mechusar zman according to Rabbi Yochanan. So what would the Braisa be teaching me? So the Gemara answers, you're right. But pasul abar rotzel hagril. What does that mean? It means, you're right, if it's chosen, you're stuck. If it's chosen, you're stuck, and it could be that you're going to have to put away both pairs and start again. But what if you want to take a chance? I want to take the chance, I'll put one of them is less than 8 days, and one of them is, I'll take the chance that the Lashem is going to be the one. So the chiddush is that you can't do that. But even according to Rabbi Yochanan, that you're right, in a chinami, if it works out on the Lashem, that's going to be the mechusar zman, you're going to be stuck. But even so, what if you want to take the chance? That's the case, right? That's what the Karbon Eidah said. Yalam, Mechusar Zman, Lashem, Yachshav Yagril. You're going to have to do it again. You have to do it again. So the answer is you can't do that. You can't do that. Or some say, what if it turns into a Mechusar Zman? The Karbon Eidah says. What if you're about to, Huadin Lavi Matzal Shnuye, B'Shekfar Higro. You already did the Hagrawa. You're about to shech the Seir Lazalza. He's about to take it out. And then all of a sudden, you hear that the mother was shechted, right? Oso bez beno. That's a different type of mechusar zman. Mechusar zman is not only less than 8 days old, but, you know, if it's on the day of oso bez beno, that's because you can't shech that other animal. Then it could become a mechusar zman after the hagrala. Okay, barotzeb lahagrala. Period. Mechusar zman itself is an important sugya. There's no los asay. There's just an asay. There's no iser da'oraisa to bring a mechusar zman, right? It's a mitzvah da'oraisa. Right? It's a pasuk. Umiyom hashmini vahala yeiratzeh lekarbani shel Hashem. It's a mitzvah daraisa. It's what we call an iser aseh. If I bring a mechusar zman, the Sefer Chinuch writes, the Rambam also, the Rambam in mitzvahs aseh samach, but the Chinuch in Reis Adigimel in Emar, sheikol karban shenakriv min abehema mi ben shmonas yamin vamala lo pachos bizeh v'zosi mitzvahs mechusar zman begufo. Right, that's mechusar zman begufo. Va'mikra, like the other way, osav es beno is not begufo. Va'mikra mazirano bazeh. Shorochez v'oiz ki yivaleid, shivaz yam tachazimo miyam shi v'hala. Yei ratzeh. V'divrei Torah no trikon. That means bechlal lava tashamei ahein. Umo rehakas. If shakodem lachein lo yei ratzeh hakarban. From day 8 is merutzeh. Before day 8 is not merutzeh. If you're not going to get Malkus for this, because it's an asay. It's a lav haba michlal asay. The Mishnah Lamelech has the chakira of the Achronim about Mechusar's man. What's the reason for Mechusar's man? Why can't you give a day six day old carbon? Is it purely because you're not sure if it's a viable animal? So just like people, you're not sure are viable. We don't have a cheskes chayim until we're 30 days old, right? That's why pigeon aben is done on day 31, because we want to make sure a person the baby is viable. That's why we wait. So is that the reason here? Meaning, let's say you knew for sure you had some medical test you could do to know that this is a viable animal before day 8. Could you give that as a karbon? Is it based on that svara or no? It's a gzeiras hakasav. Doesn't matter if it's viable or not. Even if you know it's viable. Even if you know it's viable, you still have to. So I have to do it. That's the Mishnah Lamelech. Adin the Levlad. You know for sure. You know when the mother became impregnated. Ishari lakrivo kodem shmona yamim. Right? Can you bring it? So he quotes from Rishon Gamliel in Shabbos about pigeon aben. Hare svir leit. Rishon Gamliel, the time of the krehu kodesh yetsi mechal nefel. V'yem kein kol shi yadanu shikala lo chadashav. Hare yatsi mechal nefel. V'yem mutar lakrivo. Kodim shmona yamim. So do you say that? And he discusses this and says, Vanira etzli, that is a gzeiras hakasav. Delak rava lo mahani kalu chadashav, the gzeiras hakasavi, the kol shlo avra lo shiva yamim, eno roi lahak rava. And he quotes rise to that. But he thinks it's because of gzeiras hakasav, right? 8 days, you need 8 days. Rabbeinu Bachai quotes this halacha. Where does Rabbeinu Bachai quote this halacha? Parshas Lech Lecha. What's Lech Lecha? Says the Medrash, Mitzvahs Mila, he ke'inyin karbon. Ukeshem shedam ha-karbon le-kapara ala mizbeach, kach dam ha-mila mechaper. Just like the dam of a karbon, the zrika dam is a kapara, so to the dam of a mila. Al-kein, mitzvahsa b'yom ha-shmini, ki ha-karbon lo yikasher ad yom ha-shmini. Right, bris mila, day 8, just like a karbon is day 8. Shenemar, umiyom ha-shmini v'hala, bahem. So to it says by karbanos, there's an achilas kohen is part of the kapara. Shachilas a karban kapara. Kach Yisrael osin suda biyom hamila. So too, there's a meal at the mila, right? That's what we don't invite to a bris because it's a serious mila. Serious if I don't take the invitation. That's why we just let people know about the bris. We don't invite. Vote Godol Kocha Yosir Min HaKarban. Mila is even stronger. Shakarban B'mamono V'amila B'gufo. Be'ever Shakol Gidei Ha'ivarim Niksharim Bo. V'chulu. V'yalkein Chashav Lo La'akeda V'zevach Ki'ilu Akad Es Atzmo. Wow. That's the Rabbeinu Bachai. Bracious. Yud Zayin Yud Gimel. Okay. We continue. Shrei Sire Yom HaKippurim Shashachton Machutz. Okay. What happens if somebody, right, we know there's an Isra of Shchutei Chutz. Shchutei Chutz, the normal rule is, when is somebody obligated chayav for Shchutei Chutz? If it's a carbon that was royal bifnim. If it's a carbon that you could have brought inside, and you were brought it outside, that's an issa daraisa of Shchutei Chutz. So, the Seirei Yom HaKippurim, are those ra'ui? Well, one is ra'ui inside, so, what's the halacha? Seirei Yom HaKippurim, sheshachtan b'chutz, yishachtan b'chutz. Is tani tani chayav, is tani tani pater. Two brises, one says chayav, one says pater. So Amar Rav Chisda with machlokas. So Rav Chisda says, I'm going to make shalom between the brises. There's no machlokas, right? Chayiv or pater. Man da Amar chayiv. The one who says chayiv, flip the gersa. Everyone flips the gersa. Bishalok karav ha-soyer ha-nase bachutz. Sir ha-nase bachutz, that means the carbon musuf. There's a goat that's brought regular. Bachutz here means regular bachutz outside of the heichal. So, says Rav Chisda, when the brisa that says chayiv, that if you take the seer, the two seerim outside, you're going to be chayiv, that's where you didn't bring the goat yet for musaf. Meaning, so you have all three goats. You have two goats for the seer l'ashem, seer l'azazel. You have one goat for musaf. But really, you could switch them. They're all hektish. You could switch them. So if you haven't brought the carbon musaf yet, so each of these other goats are roi to be the carbon musaf. So they're roi lios bifnim. That's why you're going to be chayiv for shechutei chutz. But man d'amrei pater, the brisa that says pater, is bishakarav hasir nase bachutz. That's already where you already brought the karban musaf. So there's no other normal goat that's going to be brought as a karban. right? One of the goats going to be the two that are left. One of them is going to be Brit Lazazel. That's not Roy Bifnim. What about the other one? The one that's going to be all the way Bifnim? No, says the Karban Eda, but the Hagrala didn't happen yet. So it's not designated for Bifnim yet. So therefore, these animals that are not Roy to be Bifnim, one of them is never going to be Bifnim, and one of them doesn't have Hagrala yet, so it wasn't designated Bifnim. That's why you're not going to be Chayef. That's Rav Chisda's Svar. Right, what I just said was in the Karban Eda, right? Right. What about Roy Lazir Pnimi? No, it's Bechusar Hagrala. So that's Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, make shalom between the brises. Rav Yosa says, I beg to differ. I don't think, Rav Chisda, you are correct that you're of your chilek and your shalom in the brises. Rav Chisda, boy midam se lepesach. You, says Rav Yosi to Rav Chisda, you're trying to compare it to Karban Pesach. Meaning what? Karban Eid and the other Mepharshim explain. If you have a Karban Pesach a week after Pesach, so a week after Pesach and you have a leftover Karban Pesach, so that Karban Pesach, if you do shkutei chutz in the Karban Pesach, well, if you shech the Karban Pesach in the Beis Hamikdash l'shem shlamim, it's going to be kosher because a Pesach after Pesach is a shlamim, as we learned. So therefore, anything you do with Karban Pesach outside is going to be shkutei chutz as chayef. So that's what Rav Chisda, you want to compare that, just like a Pesach after a week after Pesach has one possibility that it could be roy bifnim. If you shecht it l'shem shlamim bifnim, it's going to be kosher. So therefore, whatever you do outside shkutei chutz is going to be chayiv. But v'lo damya, I don't think it's and if it's so too here, by the se'irim, the seir la'serem la'seir la'zazel, you shecht it b'chutz. Well, because it could be the carbon musaf, that's why it's considered roy bifnim. Says the Rabbi Yosa, I don't think those two are comparable. V'lo damya. Rabbi How, why? Rabbi Mana bar Tanchum. Rabbi Yochanan Trey on Amrin. Pesach she'iver zmano me'elef u'mishtana. A Pesach, as we have learned, naturally becomes a carbon shlamim. Even if I didn't do anything. After Pesach, it's a shlamim. And therefore, I understand then you could say, shchutei chutz is connected to the Pesach l'shem shlamim bifnim. That's more of a natural connection. Bramhacha, but here, right, before I do the hagrala, b'shchita u'mishtana. Right, it's not labeled yet as a carbon hanase bifnim. Right, so therefore you can't compare the two. You can't compare the two. Look at the carbon, the bramhacha. Avalkan eno nekar shem sir hapnimi, shahay alein mitchila, shekanos on lishmo. Right, you bought one carbon to be the musaf and the other ones to be the lashem and lazazel. Those aren't naturally connected. Sefer Rabbi Yosa says, I don't think that you can say the two brises aren't arguing. I think they are arguing. Meaning, two brises, if you shech the two se'irim, bachutz, are you chayev? Machlokas. Machlokas in the brises are not like what Rav Chisda said. Rav Chisda trying to make shalom, it depends pre or post carbon musaf. No. Rabbi Yosi says, they're different. So the Gemara says, my kudun. Okay, what are we paskin? What are we paskin about, since the brises argue, What are we passing about shchutei chutz here? So Gemara says, well, it depends. Man to Amar Chayiv, according to the one that says that it's Chayiv, Savrin Meimar Hagrala, switch the Gersa, Einem Akevis. Like Rabbi Yochanan said earlier. This is the way Rav Chaim Kanievsky and other Mepharshim explain this. Right? If you say the Hagrala is not Ma'akev, then basically you're right. This could be like a Roi to be a Karban Chatas already. So that's why it's going to be shchutei chutz, again, it's going to be Chayiv. Man to Amar Patur, according to the one who says Patur, if you say that your shchutei chutz is going to be pati, you know why? Because this carbon is not labeled yet as roi bifnim. Sovereign meimar, hagrala ma'akeves. Right? So then that must be because hagrala ma'akev, it's not called roi bifnim. Basically, what's the rule of the past 10 lines? Shchutei chutz is going to be chayiv if the animal is already considered roi to be a carbon inside. If it's not roi to be a carbon inside, then you're not going to be chayiv outside. So that's what this last sheet says. If you say hagrala is ma'akev, then this is not labeled yet as a roi to be bifnim. Therefore, the shchutei chutz is going to be pater outside. But if you say hagrala is not ma'akev, like the day we said earlier, who we don't paskin like, Rabbi Yochanan, so then it's going to be chayev b'chutz because it's automatically already roi to be bifnim. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. One second. We said before, the brisa that said chayev, how many, let's say you have both goats, you shech them both outside. You're going to be chayev for both? You're going to be chayev for twice? For both se'irim? Klum yesh kan l'shem ela echad? But one second. You're only one of them is supposed to be roy to be brought bifnim. So why would you be chayev for both? Right? Says the Karban Eda. Lama yeh chayev al shteyan. So Amar Reb Shmuel, Dura Brachya, Oze Oze. What does that mean? Oze Oze? So again, unclear. Maybe it means you're right, you only have one. Whichever one is the first one. Because then after that, they both have to be basically gotten rid of. So you're right, Oze Oze means the first one. That's one shot of the Yonichayev one, right? 2 days in the Karban Eidah, but that's his first day. Be'emes Yonichayev Elachas, Yonichayev one. Okay. Mishehigril, Chayev, what if you, after you do the Hagrala? So then you do Shchud Dechutz, then Chayev Al Shal Shemu, Patr Al Shal Azazel. Right? Mishehigril, once you do the Hagrala, then one of them is Lazazel. That one is not Chayev Shchud Dechutz, because that's supposed to be Bachutz. Right? But the Lashem, that would be Chayev Shchud Dechutz. Amar Rabbi Ba, Vushinasan Matnas Hapar. Right, Rabbi Ba says, when would you say you're chayiv for the shchute chutz of the Seir Lashem? Only if you've already done the zrikas of the cow inside. Right, we'll get to the order. Remember we spoke about what was the beginning of the Avodah. He does the vidui on the par, and then he's going to do a second vidui on the par, then he's going to shech the par and sprinkle the blood inside. That's supposed to be done before the Hagrala is done. Right, so only if that's done do you say that this is roy to be bifnim. Avalam lo nasa manas apar, right? But if the matanos, the dam of the bar wasn't done yet, pater. Why? Sheshchitaso shel seir ma'akeves matan damo shel par. Because the shchita of the goat, the dam of the par is ma'akev. That means the dam of the par needs to be done first. Needs to be done first. And therefore, if it's not done, then it's not called ra'ui bifnim yet, and therefore you're not going to be chayiv for shchutei chutz. Period. There's a lot here, again, a lot of diyukim in terms of the order, what's ma'akev, what's not ma'akev, but we'll have to leave it. We'll continue next time with a question of Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya.